You know something I got confused on? Excuse me, this is Scott Killaby, and welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering podcast. Something I got confused on early when I was a seeker seeking awakening is I would read the non-dual books, and they were pointing to the source, the ground, the presence, and I couldn't find it. I mean, and they would say it's already here. And that would be, oh, I'd be curious about that. It's already here. But then I couldn't really recognize it the way that they were pointing to it. It always felt, until I recognized it, it felt kind of always out of reach. And I would read some of those books, and I would go through page after page, reading the words and resonating with them, completely resonating with them. I still love non-dual writing because they're pointing to the truth of what we are. But it's so difficult for an ego consciousness to find that. It can't be found. You know, and they tell you that too, right? I mean, it's so difficult for a person. I mean, it's a struggle. I mean, of course, it's impossible for an ego to discover that. But I mean, it's so such a difficult struggle, the seeking, the effort. I remember like reading one book and just even at the end of the book, I picked it up and I turn it upside down and, you know, shook it. Maybe the truth is between the pages or something. Because I didn't get it when I read it. Of course, they're pointing to what's already aware right now. And really, the simpler we keep that, the better. What's already aware is what that's pointing to, the source, the ground. And if we keep it really simple, I think we get out of our heads, maybe. But any words we use will just distract. That's what I mean, a distraction. Let's talk about that. Are there really distractions? The title of this podcast is A Trillion Distractions from the Source. But when you talk about the source as awareness itself, if you're seeking to recognize that, whether you call it awareness or whatever words, it doesn't matter what words you use because the words are the mind. And if you can just sit here and watch every single word that you would use to describe it, coming and going within it. Sit here for a moment. No matter what you describe, what's already awake, no matter how you describe it, can you turn towards those words as they arise and just hear them or let them be? And yeah, let's do this. I've never done this on podcast. Let's do this. Let's do some inquiry. This awareness that we're talking about, how would you describe it? Go into your body or just experience it yourself and see what comes up. What description do you have for this presence or awareness, speaking of words? And as soon as something comes up, immediately just notice it. You can even put the words up and just playing in consciousness. Put the words up on a billboard. Like, this is the ground of all being. That would be a big billboard. You know, really big letters. Just sit there with it. And notice that you're witnessing that. Whatever you are, you're seeing it. Just keep noticing it. Maybe there's some energy on it. Just let that be. Is the awareness that you're seeking that billboard with those words, or is it what's looking at it? Feel into that question for a second. Is the awareness that you're seeking, the awareness that you are, is it those words or is it what's looking at the words on the billboard? If it's what's looking at it, then stand as what's looking and let those words be words and stay there with them until they just decide to leave on their own. The billboard just decides on its own to leave. There may be some energy with it. That's the programming that has energy around words. Let those words be in the energy, if there's any, until all that just falls away on its own. I'll give you a minute for that, or not a whole minute. pull something else up. What else do you have to describe this presence that's already here? Maybe it's those words. The presence is already here. Or whatever words you have for presence, if that's something that you... Just let those words come up. Hear them and just let them be heard as something happening in awareness. Or it's even better to see them. Again, if you can visualize words, whatever you think this is, whatever you got produced, just sit here and watch it. Look at it. Even put it on a billboard again. Is the awareness that you are, is it those words, or is it what's looking at them? Just let this the question sit in you until you, it's not an answer in the mind, it's a seeing. It's like, well, clearly, whatever I am, I'm looking at those. So that must be it. And but it's not a mental thing, it's just a seeing. And then just let those words be. Or whatever is there. Sometimes it's an image or something, but same question. Whatever arises. You see how, in a way, that's a good exercise to do, and you could continue doing it. But it shows you that even the words, like the words in those books, I've written 7 books on non-duality, a lot of words can come up in awareness to point to what's already aware. And those pointers are actually helpful, but they too can be distracting, and they can keep us safe, actually. After a while, we just have words for this, and then we don't investigate the body, perhaps, and we might find later that in the body there's repression or other, and that we were using some of these words. You wouldn't believe how many people have found this in our work, that simple words, like even like isness, when they sat with those words and then they went to the repression underneath it, they found anger or hurt, and that they were identified with non-dual pointers, they didn't even know it, to keep repression down. And I was too. So those are good exercises to do to just get us a taste that, as those books said or say, you already are that, the source, the ground, you are that. And even taking one step towards it is too much. Not really, though. Even if you started to seek it, it's already here. If you stop to notice the seeking thought, the thought that said it's not here, or I need to go get it, is arising in awareness right now. If you turn to notice it, if that comes up. Like what we're seeking is already here in terms of the awareness. The source of the ground that everything that arises, you could say, or is already here. And so we can't seek it. But then there's this other sort of paradigm. Well, on the first one, many people think that I could just sit here and notice that I'm already the awakeness, and that's all that I need to really, really realize that. But in order to actually embody that, to live and embody that, we have to talk about this other paradigm, which is a different source. And that's the source of suffering, which, as we know, according to science, a lot of suffering comes from emotional repression, which is buried. It's like the source of our suffering, hidden in the body, trauma, revealed in relationship and in disease and mental health issues and suffering. So we have two sources, or do we? Well, we have that you're already that. You can't seek the source, you can't seek yourself. There's an Indigo Girls song called Closer to Find that says, and the less I seek my source, the closer I am to find. If you were to say it a different way, you can't seek your source. You're already fine when you recognize that. But that's not all of it. Because how do you live and embody that? Even if I recognize right now, while reading a book, You're sitting in a podcast. You're listening to it. Oh, he's talking about the awareness that I already am. Are you going to be able to live and embody that? In other words, when you go up, when you get up and walk into the other room where your spouse is or whoever is there, that's when you're probably, I am that is all bets are off, right? Because that's when the trauma comes up and we talk about it as oscillation. Some teachers do, or I have, where I got it, I lost it. Oh, I already am that. Awareness is already here. Oh, hey, honey, I can't believe you just said that. I feel like a little child now who has to defend himself, and I'm angry, but I can't express it, and I feel unlovable. And that's a very different experience of like separation and deficiency, very different than, oh, I already am that. So this other paradigm or school says you got to get to the source of suffering, or there's going to be suffering. Makes sense. I don't really subscribe to either school, but rather an integration of both. And I just want to talk about it today as like, are these two paths, so to speak? And there's more than one. Most people know that it's some combination of the presence is already here and I have to process I have to clean my shit up, basically. That's what I'm talking about today. Recognizing presence is already here and you've got buried stuff that still produces suffering, clean that up, embody the awareness. I just want to talk about it today in terms of distractions because I had an insight around how we talk about or think about distractions and what we're distracted from and why. So stay tuned. So I told you this story. As a seeker, reading these books, I can't find the source. I am that, but I can't find it. Eventually, that was recognized. I had to do some investigating. I couldn't just listen to people say these words. There was something about me that understood that the words are not it from the beginning. And so I was just became very curious about words that pointed to presence because although they were helpful, I knew that there was something more to it than just seeing that you're not the words that come and go or anything that comes and goes. I just couldn't put my finger on that. And so I, like so many, I took up that path of like, well, I already am that. And just noticing that and seeing that things come and go. And also thinking, of course, as I've said before, that everything arises to awareness, which it doesn't. I learned later, which leads me to the next subject. And you guys know I always talk about this. Not everything arises to awareness. In fact, the root of suffering doesn't. Emotional repression is buried. It produces the stuff that visibly arises and falls to awareness. And that's that second school that says, well, you got to get to the source of the suffering. You can't just say, I'm already here, I'm already that. That's a bypass. Touche. Right. I mean, you can sit from either place and criticize the other. There's an integration that can happen that's beautiful and true and will lead to deep embodiment. But we often think of it's either or. And I thought it was just, okay, I already am that. Until I continued to suffer. Then I started listening to these people over here who were saying, you got to get to the root, the source of the suffering. Okay. I didn't want to believe that. I didn't want to think that was true. Then I just continued to suffer. Anyway, when I had a similar experience, as you probably may have heard me said or said earlier a little bit, a similar experience when I go to discover this source of suffering, this repression. First of all, I'm reading the science, and there's a lot of it that says it's in your body, you have repression, it creates disease, all this stuff, chronic pain, mental, emotional suffering. I'm like, okay, I get it with my mind, but it's just like with the non-dual stuff. That's not it. I have to find what they're talking about. The words aren't it, like the non-dual words. And I had to discover the presence myself in direct experience. And the words in the science and Dr. John Sonro's books and all the other people writing about emotional repression. No, that's not it. That's helpful, but they're just pointing. When I went into my body, I couldn't find it. The same similar experience to when I can't find this awareness that these non-dual teachers are pointing to. So at that point, I was, as you guys know, investigating my nerve pain and feeling down into that. This is the weird part to me, or at least the ironic part, or maybe it's just the helpful part, which is that the very awareness that was here while I was feeling down into the pain, that was the awareness that those non-dual teachers were pointing to, that I already am that. So I was just relying on that, you know. Well, if I'm this awareness, then if there's this repression, surely I'm going to just see it or feel it or discover it, because I've discovered the truth of what I am. Right? The source. It couldn't be anything hidden, of course. But I couldn't find it. And I would just sit there and feel chronic pain every time I would just, the pain would be in awareness. It would be just like, that's pain. That's not anger. That's not fear of anger. That's not any of that. I just kept missing it. Just like I missed the present peace at first. I missed the root of suffering piece, because I was looking at it just like I was looking at it from the wrong angle on the presence piece. In other words, the mind was looking for it at first, and that didn't work. When it came to finding the repression, it wasn't that the mind was looking for it so much, yes, but it was like the problem was this awareness was looking for it without any help. As if I could discover repression, even though it's repressed. And that's part of the problem, is that we there's like a false confidence when the presence is recognized, because you then think that, well, everything arises and falls to it. I mean, how could be something be hidden? This is just pain. But I finally discovered that awareness needs help, you know, because we're unconscious around repression. It's buried, it's not going to arise. So eventually I learned how to pull it up, the conditioning. Because it wasn't just the emotions that were buried, it was conditioning that says I'm angry and afraid of that. That conditioning, the programming was buried with the pain. Finally, that was made conscious. And, you know, discovering the root of suffering then suffering ends. The pain goes away. All that. And I sit at the tail end of all that and look back at everything and go, whew, that what is this about distractions? Because when I Here's the thing I learned from the repression work, is that the repression mechanism, that's its modus operandi, is to create distractions from itself to, so that we stay safe from what's buried. So our system, as I've said, produces disease, chronic pain, suffering, because it's safer to experience that than it is to feel and express our primary repression, what we've buried, to the people that we love. We're most resistant to that, being ourselves. So we're suffering. There are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. But here's why I'm doing the podcast, because well, I promise not to. I did the Indigo Girls reference in the first segment title, and then the Led Zeppelin reference there in the second title, a second segment. That'll probably be the last reference. But that's to take us here, where there's something that I learned by doing repression work that I wish I would have known when I was reading the non-dual books or listening to those pointers. And that's what I want to tell you all, is that what looks like a distraction within awareness, we're producing that from the unconscious to stay safe from what we buried. I didn't know that when I'm reading those books, and they're pointing to the awareness, but all I see are thoughts, feelings, sensations, suffering, story, pain, trigger, shadow. And then, you know, these books are saying, oh, you're the awareness. Okay. There just seems like a trillion distractions from that. A lot of my path back then, or my practice, was just rest and see it all coming and going. And they're not really distractions from that, from awareness. They just come and go. From awareness, they just look like they come and go. And you actually see, well, they are none other than awareness. And you can kind of just sit in that and see it. It's beautiful. It's profound to just rest and see that. But There's a reason those are things are rising and falling. And so from the perspective, when you start to do the repression work and you start making the repression hidden in your body conscious, you start to see why all of that is there. There's a utility or a reason for all of it. This is how we're staying safe and getting love, is that our system is, again, it's safer to produce disease, chronic pain, addiction, suffering than it is to feel and express. And here to process, to even process it with inquiry. And this is why we resist this work, than it is to feel and express our emotions, our buried emotions. We get stuck in processing, I mean, and we get stuck in life in this area of being authentic. This, I think, is the bypass in the first scenario, because it can be, it was for me, because as you rest as what you already are, and you listen to those pointers, and you see things come and go, and it kind of does seem like there are a trillion distractions when you first start. It can be really frustrating, actually, as you're kind of instructed to just be, and then you just keep seeing things coming and going, and some of the same things coming and going, as if you're producing them or something, or you are. But how do you know that when you're just resting as awareness? When all you see are the arisings, you don't see how or why they're being produced. I'm here, baby. Oliver wants to get involved with our podcast here. Yeah. He's my watchdog, just in case anybody tries to interrupt, you know, the podcast. He's got my back, all 10 inches of him. I hope this is making sense. I mean, look, I just want you to see it from the point of view. I know that many people who come to this work, they also go to other teachers who do the pointing, or you have this experience of, in your own experience, of just noticing that awareness is already here and that things are coming and going. And of course, many of you have seen that none of that is a distraction. Of course, when you go deep enough in that seeing, you see that, but it can feel that way, you know, because you sit with a teacher, for example, or in meditation, and you really see the awareness as what you are. You don't see awareness, but you are that. Or you have some glimpse or something again, and then you leave and you hang out with your wife or husband, and then you're a little small child. We're oscillating into suffering. See, that has to be paid attention to. That's where the people who say you have to get to the source of suffering come in. That oscillation that we experience when we relate in relationship, interfacing with people, life, that's the repression and trauma running that. And frankly, it's running a lot of our spirituality if we think we can just be here and let everything come and go and really embody that seeing, because it's too safe. It keeps the buried stuff buried. And if we don't get to the source of suffering, there's continued suffering, and we're generating it, we're creating it. So what I've been saying to people is, if you can ultimately see, and you will hear, that unconsciously you're creating the suffering. It's being created from the repression in the inner body, the source of the suffering, that's it. It's hidden. But in that source, when it's made conscious, you'll see that's what's creating the suffering, the visible suffering that you see in awareness. The things that look like distractions. They are. From the trauma standpoint, that's exactly what they are. They're trying to distract us from the buried stuff. I think that's why a lot of us intuitively say that when we first come to the non-dual pointing, is like, I want to notice the awareness that you're pointing to, but it feels like this story comes up to distract me. Or the, you see what I mean? And I'm just trying to help you guys see that's what that is. If you combine these two things, the resting as what you already are and the repression inquiry that gets to the source of the suffering, something different happens. You start to see why the distractions are there, not just that they're arising, but you then make conscious the root, the source of those, what's producing them, and you discover through insight why that's happening. And that changes your practice, because then, this is where it gets great. This is how it changes into a more skillful and, I think, mature practice. So stay tuned. So there's awareness here as the source, And then no matter what comes and goes, no matter what distractions, it just seems like at first the awareness is hidden from us, right? Because of all the things coming and going. That's what I'm pointing to, how it seems hidden, the source, awareness. And we look for those pointers and practices that show us that all the distractions coming and going, none of those are us, and we are that which is already here. And it's a similar thing with repression. But with repression, work, you have to really recognize the presence, or begin to do the repression work. Because the repression itself is hidden in a different way. You can find that. It's programming hidden in the body, but you have to prompt it up with inquiry and awareness. So we need the presence to begin doing the repression work. I'm going to go over that again because it's so important to hear it. We already are the awareness. We can't do anything to really recognize it. Everything's coming and going in it. All that we can do is see that the trillion distractions that seem to come and go in it, they come and go, but the awareness remains. Some of those distractions, though, are really have a lot of energy on them because they're connected to the repression, the root of suffering in the body. So we have to go there. And some of the distractions or the things that arise, they do so recurringly because they're patterns connected again to repression, hidden. So we need this awareness to begin looking for this repression in the body. But we need more than awareness. We need skills because the repression is even hidden from awareness. It's repressed. It's buried. So the source of suffering is hidden also. It's a different process, though, and I think I'm going to try to put it together for you all in a way that makes sense. In this work, you come to see directly that at the unconscious level, we're creating our own suffering, this repression. And then when it arises to awareness, the so-called conscious level, we're allowing it and just resting as awareness, the source that's already here, the ground. Now think about that. Unconsciously, we're creating our suffering, and then it comes into awareness, and we're told to allow it and just be the awareness. Create it, allow it. Create it, allow it. Create it unconsciously, allow it consciously. Create it outside of awareness, unconsciously, allow it when it comes into awareness. Oh, that's actually exhausting. Why don't we just get to the source of the suffering? Why don't we get to the repression that's creating all that hidden in the body? Why do we sit here creating suffering and then allowing the suffering that we're creating and saying that that's realization? Some of us do. Because we think we can just rest here, I already am that, and allow it all. Why do that to ourselves when we can see from the beginning, if we do repression work, why all these things are coming and going? They're there to distract what we are, our true nature, awareness. They're actually there to distract us from knowing that, because it doesn't feel safe to be what we really are, authentic self, presence with our authentic expression here, what we really, really are, which that feels elusive, right, for people sometimes because it's an experiential seeing and it's not a story or a belief. It's presence. The presence that I sought back then, the presence that I recognize, the presence that you is what you are right now and the embodiment of that. Getting to the source of suffering also. Not just recognizing that I am the source or the ground already, there's awareness, but also seeing that there's a source of suffering hidden in the body. And that that source hidden in the body is creating all these distractions that we're resting with as awareness. I hope you heard that. I mean, I didn't. I didn't hear that. And what I was doing as a teacher is what a lot of teachers are doing. Here's the spiel of what I used to do. And this is in my 7 books. It's like a lot of non-dual pointing. I'll just do that side of it for a second. Again, you already are that. The awareness that's listening right now, the words that are appearing right now, they're already being registered to awareness that's already here. You can't seek it. Just notice that the sound, the sounds, the thoughts, the sensations, the words, the pictures are already coming and going to that. You can't find that. I was looking for it when I was reading those books. Like, where is that? You can't find it because It is the source. It is what's looking. It's what's already awake. I'll keep talking like this and see if you recognize this. There's no reason to process to get to the source of suffering. Well, that would just be something arising in this. You are already this. Why would you want to process? You're trying to get somewhere in time. There's the ego. Just notice that's coming and going in this also. You're already this. Sound familiar? I might even say from this perspective, I might say as a teacher, for example, when you first start checking into what you are, it seems like there's a trillion distractions. But you don't want to be bothered by all the distractions. Just notice what you are. And I might not even tell you about the repression, right? I didn't in 7 books because I didn't know about it. So I just said, stuff arises and falls to what you are. And you don't need to be concerned about where it comes from. You see how that's repression talking? I have to laugh when I listen to myself. You don't have to be concerned about where things are coming from. But when they arise, just be with them. Let them be. And it feels like you're distracted from what you are. But if you notice when something is arising, the awareness is what's noticing it. You can never be distracted from what you are. Just things are coming and going in that awareness, and now you're just noticing that. And that's pretty eloquent pointing, but it begs the question, or maybe a couple questions. Why the fuck does this stuff keep coming and going? Would anybody fucking answer that? Instead of just pointing to the fact that I'm the space in which all my suffering is coming and going. And then, but if I did it the other way, if I just went, oh, let's just get to the source of suffering, then I'm just going to go to this other camp now. And these guys are saying that everybody over here in this other camp that says I'm already that are in a bypass. I'm going to go over here. Again, I had trouble finding the repression over here in this camp. You know, because there's a lot of processing over on this side where people are trying to get to the root of suffering or the source, but they don't find it. And I didn't either at first. I found identities, self-limiting beliefs, and that's not it. That's more conscious than repression. Repression is really hidden, buried. It just doesn't arise to awareness. So finally, when I learned to process and bring the repression into awareness, that's what made the difference. But if I were to do just that, only that, none of the I already am that or any of that. And that begs the question, or a different question. Where the fuck am I going? You know, what am I doing? Where does it end? Does it ever end? It's a really good question. And then when you're really processing the repression and you see, hell, this mechanism is creating all the suffering to distract me from what? Not really from awareness so much, but from what I buried. So I have to get to what I buried, right? That's the root of the suffering. There's the source of it. But where am I going if I only do work on the source of the suffering? You know, it can be just this endless chase. Where does it go? And that's the frustration with that. There's this frustration with both, you know, and because there needs to be, because there's a tension there that needs to be recognized, I think. And I hope that I'm helping people just with the topic of distractions. So I'm just going to give you one more short segment to kind of like orient this to a KI path, to this path, natural recovery from suffering. KI are that's the set of tools, the inquiries, and natural recovery is what we call the path. I just want to say a few more words because this whole podcast may seem esoteric to some people who haven't started this work. I think that people who've started or are doing this work will resonate if they can sort of see what I'm pointing to. But I want to say a few more things just to and simplify this.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Well, hopefully, if nothing else, you have seen that, even if you haven't seen it in your body yet, because it's unconscious, that we unconsciously create our suffering. We create the stories, the cancer, the chronic pain. If it's coming from emotional repression, we're creating it. And then when it comes into awareness, we allow it. And then we just focus on I'm the awareness to which it's all coming and going. And that is the ground, the source, but it isn't embodied. So with this work from the beginning, we also go to the repression inquiry, which is the source of suffering, and do inquiry there. And that to me is much more mature and embodied and integrated. And it leads to real realization. That's what I've discovered, like embodied realization. I trust this so much. I can feel it. I've experienced it. I'm experiencing it. It's what I always wanted. It's what I was always looking for. I was always looking for myself, and I thought it was just the awareness, the recognition of the it has to be lived and embodied. It has to be. It just has to be, or it's not. There's just still suffering, you know? So here's what I want to do. If any of you are listening to me as a, I'm actually becoming interested in, again, presence and awareness pointing, but without the bypass, right? So I'm going to do something that might seem counterintuitive to some of you, but I think some of you will go, oh yeah, of course, that makes sense. The ones that are doing this work already, this will make sense to you. But if you're not doing this work, it might mess with your mind a little bit. It has to be experiential, like everything. But when you're first, okay, imagine you're just sitting, or maybe you're sitting right now, and just noticing that you're the awareness that's already here and things are coming and going. Just sit and notice that for a second. Words, images, sensations, emotions. Just notice and let it all be as it is. See, I want you to actually frame or have this context, I should say, as you're resting, believe it or not. I want you to see these things, and I know that you all who do this work, see these things sort of as distractions. Because your system is creating that. You may not know it. You may not be conscious of it yet, but if you come and do this work, you'll discover it. And for now, all you can kind of do is rely on us, and I don't like that secondhand knowledge thing, but that's all you can do until you start the work. So imagine here for a moment that you start to treat the things that are arising as distractions, but you just allow them all still. So that's the same as all the other teachings and practices. Nothing is different here in terms of just the pointers to rest as awareness throughout the day and let it all be there. Just notice it all comes and goes. Same here, exactly. But what we do is we acknowledge here that unconsciously we're creating what it is we're allowing, what we're seeing coming and going in awareness. We know that here. So we also know that our system creates that to distract us, you could say, from what we've buried. It's keeping us safe and it's getting us love. And if we went straight, our system says if we went straight to the buried anger, all hell would break loose. That's our greatest fear, is to be ourselves, as I've said, authentic self. So if we see that the things coming and going are distractions because our unconscious is creating that, we still allow it throughout the day, but we start to pay attention to the things that really distract us. I don't know how else to say it. The suffering that persists is our teacher in this work. My chronic pain was how I embodied the presence because it contained the repression. So from awareness, going into the repression that was in the chronic pain, the pain goes away. Suffering goes away when you get to the source of the suffering. That's the beauty of the 3D inquiry, is the suffering goes away. That's a process because our systems avoid that like the plague. We don't want to end the suffering. We want to stay safe and get love And we know that. And that's why our system is producing the suffering, because that's safer than what we've buried. If we know that from the beginning, we can allow it all or see it all coming and going. None of that changes. But when we get really distracted, when we notice that something has a lot of energy on it and we're paying attention to it, we should honor our experience much more. My chronic pain, or frankly, anything that persists, stories that persist, patterns that reoccur, chronic pain, depression, diseases, things that persist, that's a mechanism of repression quite often, producing that on an ongoing basis to keep us safe and to get us love. Anything chronic, look at that. I just paid attention to how that was so distracting, frankly, because I had recognized the source, the ground that the teachings were pointing to, but I just kept feeling that pain. And I kept noticing, wow, I really want to pay attention to that. Even though I know and see there's awareness here, that's what I am, there was this kind of almost like a fixation when the nerve came, pain got bad enough. It's like it was drawing my attention there, but that's where the non-dual pointers didn't help, because I didn't want to come back to just resting there. There was a reason my system was paying attention to that. There's repression there. And I was being distracted from what I am, awareness, for a reason, to stay safe from the anchor that was buried in creating that pain. So that's my teacher there, is the distractions. The biggest ones are the best teachers. I mean, a disease, is there a bigger distraction? There was no bigger distraction than my spinal stenosis and nerve pain, and then which led to suicidal ideation, the ultimate distraction from what I buried. I was willing to kill myself. That's how I distracted myself from the fact that all that suffering was coming from buried anger. Wow. If we start to see all of this suffering as distraction, which is intentional, unconscious, but it's supposed to be there. When we're suffering, our conditioning is successful. We're staying safe and getting love. We're creating this. I think we should just know that from the beginning, even if it's not our direct experience, and treat these things as distractions. Allow them all. See them all coming and going in awareness, but pay attention when we're paying attention. You know, like when there's suffering, pay attention to that. That's not happening for no reason. We're suffering to stay safe or to get love. It's just unconscious. If we just come back and rest as awareness and just let all our suffering come and go, we're going to miss the root of suffering, perhaps. So, but if we combine this, well, I already am the awareness. Yes, that's helpful, right? Because from there, then I can bring awareness into the body. And with inquiry, I can then find the source of suffering. And every single distraction is helpful because they're there for a reason. To distract me from what I am, the same what I am that, right? When I was reading those books and they were pointing to the awareness already being there, all I saw was those trillion distractions. Same distractions created by repression. I just didn't know it. Now you know it. You at least know it in your mind, and that's your context, which is important here. And now, if you'll take the test that I'm going to point you to, if you haven't started the work, then you can start to see it in your own experience that these distractions are there for a reason. We're going to show you inquiry that will show you the reason why the distractions are coming, and you make that conscious, and you start to transmute the emotional repression in the body that's creating all that suffering. The distractions are going to be so helpful. Think about addiction. What a distraction. Oh, perfect, right? I mean, God, that's been my life, addiction. Be here now. Yes, I'm going to be here now. And then I'm distracted. I want to go use something. I don't want to be here now. And then I would use something. Oh, and now I can be here now. Now that I use something. Painkillers back then. Or something like that. Or See, but if I, we're going to learn here, or you are going to see, that that distraction of addiction is actually helpful because it's showing you that your system produced that for safety and to get love. And it's producing a lot of other forms of suffering for the same reason. Just because it's unconscious doesn't mean it's happening. You can now make it conscious with this work. So I always put a link to the free test at the in the description of every podcast episode. And plus, you can always go to killaby.com, scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a free repression test which tells you which emotions and things you've buried and how that produces suffering. And then we're going to show you some ways to start this path and use every distraction to your advantage. Thank you.